Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just like the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get is a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Cade Moyer, and you are listening to the Believe Paranormal and UFO podcast. If you have had an encounter and would like to share it, please get in touch with me. My email address is believepod@gmail.com. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or review wherever you listen and head on over to our website, believepod.com, and consider becoming a member to get bonus episodes and video content. Tonight I'm joined by Lee, and Lee had a run-in with a rather interesting hitchhiker while in Kempsey of New South Wales. Lee, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Your story is very interesting. It's one that hasn't ever been featured on the podcast before, I don't believe, and that always gets me really excited. So, Lee, I'm absolutely enthralled with your email. Can you walk me through what happened with this hitchhiker?
Yeah, sure. This was back in, I think it was January 2023, and my best friend Sarah and I, we went down to Port Macquarie. Sarah lives in Kempsey, by the way, and to get to Port Macquarie, you have to drive maybe 100 kilometres south. I don't know the exact kilometres. We hung out in Port Macquarie, came back at about 8:30 at night time, and there's a turn off the Princess Highway, I think that's what it's called, to go to Kempsey. Just at the turn off, there's a roundabout, and it's quite dark, and I said to Sarah, I said, a bit spooky, and we're driving through, and I get this waft of perfume, and I keep it to myself, and I'm thinking, I'm not wearing perfume. I know Sarah wasn't wearing perfume, and it was too strong to be deodorant. It was a very distinctive perfume. And it happened again. About 2 minutes later, it came through the car again. And it's dark at this stage. And I said to Sarah, I said, are you wearing perfume? She said, no, I can smell this too. I said, second time it's happened. She said, yeah, I've smelled it twice now. And then we're driving down the road and I smelt it again. I don't think Sarah did that time. And it was really bizarre. It was so bizarre. It was so strong. And I said, oh, maybe we picked up a hitchhiker. Who knows? Had a bit of a giggle and, you know. So, and we proceeded to drive home, and that was basically it for the night. And yes, Sarah lives in Kempsey, as I said. And that part, we went to bed. It was a fairly restless night, actually. I didn't sleep very well at all. And Sarah said she didn't either. And that was on a Saturday. I went up there on the Friday. I was supposed to go back on the Monday because I do live south of Kempsey, near Sydney. And on the Sunday morning, woke up and we're both tired. And Sarah was just sweeping the floor. And I'm talking to her and I don't know what we're talking about. And She looked sideways at me, but looked, I can't, it's like she had her head down, and she looked sideways at me, but her eyes, they were just not hurt. She looked evil, and it made me feel sick to the stomach. And I sat down. I cut my trip short. I'm not staying here. Not after seeing that. And I just sort of said to her, I'd like to go home. I didn't go too much into it. I didn't want to freak her out because we're both believers in the supernatural. And I thought I could be overreacting, you know, but I just felt sick in the stomach. I wanted to go home. So I packed my stuff up and I went home early. And she was quite upset to see me go because we don't get to see each other that much. We're like distant. And then I'm driving back to Sydney. I make a pit stop by the side of the road. And this is a weird thing as well. I don't know if it's got anything to do with it. It was one of those little toilet stops. I get out, do whatever, come back, get into my car. I received two phone calls on my phone from my phone number, which I don't understand. Maybe it's a glitch. I don't know. And it was bizarre. I thought, I know that phone number. Yes, it's mine. It happened twice. And, you know, you press the green button on the blue light to answer the call. There's nothing there, of course. But, and then I went into the history of the phone and there's nothing there. And that was quite bizarre. Anyway, cutting to a few days later, I think this was on the Wednesday or the Thursday after I came home, I spoke to Sarah and I said, listen, mate, I said, you've got to sage your house. I said, there's something wrong. And I explained what happened. I said, the way you looked at me when we were having that chat. She said, what chat? I said, you were sweeping the floor. She said, yeah, I was sweeping the floor. I remember that. And I said, well, we're talking about such and such. And she said, it was no conversation. And that just made me think, oh, it just blew my mind. It just blew my mind. She doesn't remember anything apart from sweeping the floor. She doesn't remember the conversation, which to me, like, by her giving me that really horrible, evil look, and her not remembering the conversation, what the hell was going on? That was scary. And she freaked out a little bit. I said, look, just look after yourself. You know what you've got to do. So she got the sage out and she did as much protection stuff as she could. And that was that part. Okay, so we're skipping from January now to last month. Ever since that time, I think Sarah has been going through more of a hard time, like spiritually, like mentally. And she went to see a healer, like a spiritual healer. And the healer actually asked Sarah if her ears were blocked. Mm. And she said, yeah, they're constantly blocked. And she did the healing thing. She said, you've got a woman attached to you and you know her from the Kempsey area, but you knew her when she was alive and now she's dead. So I don't know if that's linked, that lady is linked, but apparently this deceased woman that Sarah knew was always trying to get Sarah's attention and was like screaming in her ears to tell her that she's dead. And they worked together in a professional capacity. So that's what happened. And this spirit was led to the light by this healer. And Sarah does feel better now. And so that's the story. That's what's happened. It's very, it might sound confusing, but that's the story from beginning to end.
That's rather terrifying, like kind of all aspects of that, because it makes me think that the smell that you were smelling was this woman's perfume back in the car all the way back in January.
That's what Sarah said as well. And when Sarah did go to see this spiritual healer, she mentioned that she believed it could have been that woman from, or the spirit from the car with the perfume. And I believe it too, because I was thinking it before she said it. But it makes so much sense to me. Like, this woman, this deceased woman, is from the Kempsey area. And who knows, but she affected Sarah in such a strange way.
So you said that Sarah had a previous connection with this woman. Did she happen to recognize that scent of perfume by any chance?
No, not at all. Had no idea.
I wonder why this woman was so compelled to attach herself to her. And it could have just been one of these sliding door scenarios where potentially that woman's spirit was just kind of lost and found her as she was driving by. It could have just been a really weird coincidence like that.
I do know that Sarah, when this lady was alive, I don't know this lady's name, by the way, Sarah used to help her a lot. And she knew she was going through hard times and it didn't look very good for this woman. But Sarah would try to help her as much as she could. And maybe that's where it's come from. Sarah's very caring. She does have a heart. And if she sees someone that, she'll give you the shirt off her back. And I think maybe this is where it's come from. She knows Sarah has a good heart.
Yeah. It almost like this spirit doesn't want to leave Sarah. And the thing that I find the most hair-raising about this encounter is the fact that Sarah can't remember that conversation that you were having with her.
It was bizarre.
That is so bizarre. And does she, you said she remembered sweeping the floor, but does that play out differently in her mind? Like, does that whole scenario seem different for her than it does for you, apart from the conversation?
It just seems like, look, she remembers sweeping the floor. She remembers me being there, but she doesn't remember talking to me. And I know we were having a full-on conversation. That's the thing. And it was in the lounge room, and she doesn't remember any of it. She said there was no conversation.
Yeah, it's not like it was a passing little comment or something like that.
No way. And the look that she gave me at the time, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I felt when you were telling it, because this is your best friend, you know. You've purposely gone out of your way to spend this time with her. Mm. And when you see the look in her eyes, and my notes kind of said here, like you said, her eyes looked evil, like they weren't hers.
Yeah.
That's got to be just so chilling in that moment.
Oh, yeah. Like, it wasn't like black eyes or anything like that, but this really sly, evil look, like this sideways glance, and I'm thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, just sorry, blasphemy there, you know. But wasn't good at all. And it made me really panic at the time, and maybe I shouldn't have gone home, but I'm thinking, I'm not staying in the house with that.
No, I don't blame you. And I could imagine, like, you probably felt a little bit of sense of guilt of leaving your friend, knowing what you saw without telling her.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I didn't want her to freak out at the time, but she had nobody staying with her. That's the sad thing too. Her husband was out of town. And I can't do it. Like, I was that scared. I thought, what if she's not all there? And, well, this is affecting. I didn't really realize. I did realize that it could have been from the previous night, but it just hit too close to home for me. It was like, nah, cannot do it. Wake up and I've got some crazy best friend with her trying to suffocate in your suffering. We can laugh about it now, but at the time, no way.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't know what to do in that situation, because you know, you see your best friend and then they look at you and you just get that feeling like that it's not them.
Yeah.
And there's like some type of malice to it. I don't blame you for leaving because, like you said, you don't know what's going on. And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
Yeah, I was shaking. I was actually shaking, and I finished my coffee and I was still a bit trembling. And I had a bit, should I go home? Should I go home? Yeah, I'm going home. Yeah, packed my bag and left. And when I left, she was very upset because she didn't want me to go early. But
okay.
I'm
going to play devil's advocate here. Do you think she was upset, or do you think that this potential spirit was upset?
I've never considered that point of view. At the time, I just thought it was Sarah that was upset. Yeah, but I haven't considered that. Sorry. No,
it's totally fine. It's just something that stands out to me. If there was, and I hate using the word possession here, because that is just absolute speculation. But potential influence on your friend.
Absolutely. Like, it was not her. It was not right. And I do use the word possession. You don't have to, but yeah, she was not right. It was like something was in her. Yeah.
And the weirdness of, you know, getting a call from your own number is also just kind of adds to that whole weirdness. Like, you know, with, they usually say things come in threes, and you had the weird encounter in the car, you had the weird encounter with your friend, and then you had the weird encounter with your phone. You know, that's, I feel like sometimes coincidences happen, but that seems a bit out of place.
Well, have you ever heard of that happening before?
No.
With the phones?
Never.
Strangest thing. Like I said, it rang because I was sitting in the car having a drink, whatever. Then ring, I know that number. Oh, it's mine. Happened twice. And it just spun me right out. Yeah. Couldn't believe it.
So you said that Sarah was potentially like having some more potential battles with this kind of supernatural thing. Like, is it something that seemed to affect her life from what you said here? It's kind of for about 6 months. It kind of seemed to hang around.
Yeah. I'm a believer. If you're already down somehow, which Sarah was, I won't go into the reasons. But if you're already down, I think certain spirits see that as an entry point to get in somehow, because they prey on you when you're low. That's what I believe. But I think this person or spirit has latched on, already knew Sarah and latched on, and has been with her since January, gone now, hopefully. But yeah, all that time. And I've spoken to Sarah since she had the cleansing. And I said, well, how are you feeling? She said, so much better. I can think clearly. My ears aren't blocked. And yeah, and we talk about it a bit because it's like a debrief sort of thing.
Yeah, of course. And
yeah, but she said she feels so much better since she had the cleansing.
I find it really fascinating the fact that she had essentially physical effects from this thing. because,
yeah,
you know, like blocked ears, like what a funny thing to have an issue with related to the paranormal. And the fact that when she went to this cleanser, that's what kind of cured her ailment there in more ways than one.
Yeah, exactly right. This poor spirit, like I said, was passed on, like sent it through to the light. But this poor spirit had been screaming in Sarah's ear trying to get her attention.
I wonder if Sarah knew the voice was there, and maybe she was just ignoring it, or maybe she just wasn't attuned to it, and that's why she felt like her ears were blocked.
Yeah, she wasn't in tune with it, no. She didn't even consider it. I mean, if it was me, I'd be thinking, oh, my ears are blocked, I better go and get them checked out. But, yeah, I think I'd sort of be the same if I was there. I wouldn't be necessarily thinking we had picked up a spirit she knew.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a ludicrous thought to go, oh, my ears are blocked, I think I've got someone following me in the spirit world.
Stalkers.
Yeah. But so you're Sarah and yourself, you know, you said earlier you're a bit of a believer in the paranormal before all that kind of happened. Mm. When you saw the look that she was giving you wasn't essentially her, did you instantly have thoughts of this isn't normal, like that's something that might be paranormal or something like that?
Oh, I knew straight away.
Oh, really?
Because I've seen it with somebody else before.
Oh, right. So this isn't like your first kind of run-in with that type of encounter?
No. And straight away, like, I sort of froze when I looked at her face and I felt sick in the stomach. And I knew straight away what was going on. Yeah. So, previous experience.
What do you think the whole conversation thing was? Do you think you were talking to this spirit directly, or do you think that Sarah just has no genuine recollection of what was going on there?
I just think Sarah has no recollection.
Yeah, she's lying, isn't she?
Well, I could have been talking to the deceased person, I don't know, but I honestly can't answer that. I wouldn't know. Yeah, very strange.
What do you think was going on there?
If I put myself in Sarah's shoes or what I was looking at, maybe the spirit entered and she just, maybe her thoughts were blocked. She could hear me and she answered back. It wasn't an in-depth conversation. It was just general chit-chat about whatever. And it was just, she doesn't remember, like, yeah, maybe it was, it's sort of like an amnesia thing, maybe, I don't know. I can't explain it. I really can't explain it.
And did you notice, like, anything different about the way that she was speaking in that conversation at all?
Short words, like short sentences, yeah, very short sentences.
So
usually she's a chatterbox.
Oh, okay. So it was kind of like just enough to get the conversation done.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Like with that, oh, what are we doing today? Well, usually you'd be like, oh, two hens cackling with each other, you know?
No,
but
I get
it. It was like, oh, yeah. And then, but it was like, oh, what are we doing? Oh, what are we doing? Oh, whatever. And it was, they were very short sentences.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So maybe it was the deceased lady talking, or Sarah she was getting more like their brain, you know what I mean? Like sort of on hold or something, and she was just answering what she needed to answer. I don't know.
Yeah, like she was just kind of stuck on autopilot type of thing.
Exactly right.
It's so fascinating. I wouldn't know what to do in that situation, because if you've already previously had an encounter with someone in a similar type of scenario, it would be, you'd really be on high alert of, oh my gosh, is this thing happening again?
Oh, it's If you don't mind me saying, I grew up in sort of a paranormal situation.
Oh, really? And,
yeah, I did, yes. I've seen this before with a family member, and it was worse than that. And I didn't think, oh, it's happening again. I just thought, oh, here's just another one for the books, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but what do you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Story free all the time.
I guess it's one of those things, like you can't say, hey, Mr. Ghost or Mr. Spirit or whatever you are, I need to continue chatting to my friend. Please stop whatever you're doing.
Yeah, boot off. How dare you interfere with our girls' time?
Yeah, absolutely. This was a girls' weekend, mate. Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're in that situation again, like, is there anything that you would do differently, knowing kind of what you know now?
I'd still probably freak out because it's a shock when it happens. It doesn't happen that often, but when it does, it's a shock to the system. What would I do? I'd probably do the same thing, to be honest. I really would. I know that's a horrible thing. Like, oh, how can you desert your best friend?
Your friend had company anyway, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it had company. But the thing is, it's like a fight or flight mode when people are scared. And for me, it was flight mode.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a situation that's so beyond your control, that even if you had a fight response to it, what are you going to do?
I know. That's why I couldn't talk to her for days. Couldn't do it. And when we did speak, like on the Wednesday or Thursday, and I told her about it, she was really shocked. She was really shocked, and she doesn't even remember. And I told her how she looked. The thing we spoke about at the time, she doesn't remember at all.
Yeah, it's so weird, the fact that you can have not so much a possession, but like such an influence that you have zero awareness about. Really makes me kind of wonder what happens in, you know, potentially darker situations where really terrible things happen and the person just has zero idea that they're doing it or anything like that.
Yeah. I do believe that when a person is down, that certain spirits do prey on humans, yeah. And I think that's what's happened here, sort of a latch on. Sarah is, in her personal life, is a lot better off now. And with the cleansing, I've seen a massive change in her now. She seems happier, freer, more determined to do things. It's just, she's the old Sarah that I used to 2 years ago.
Oh, that's excellent to hear.
Yeah, so it made a difference. It really did. But I think this poor spirit has just latched onto her. Don't know why. Maybe because Sarah used to help her when she was alive.
Yeah, it's just that familiar face. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
like, I have no idea what is on the other side. And who knows? Like, maybe this spirit, this woman was just too afraid to take that leap to whatever is there, and I guess Sarah was that safe place for her, and it's potentially easier for her to hang on to her than to move on.
Yeah. Well, when this lady was alive, apparently she was a very scared person, and there was certain factors in her private life which caused her to be very scared and fearful. She had basically no control over her own life. I won't go into it. And just didn't. Sarah, was that caring and sympathetic in you?
Yeah. It definitely seems to, and of course it's all speculation, but yeah, it definitely seems to be that she just felt like home. That was her safe place with Sarah.
Could be, yeah. Mm.
That is truly a fascinating encounter, and the fact that it kind of steamrolled so quickly over 1 weekend, and your friend had to kind of deal with the the knock-on effect of that for 6 months and kind of came out of it a much better person. Like, that is just the absolute silver lining on, I guess, a rather terrifying weekend away.
Yeah. And I'm glad that the spirit was moved on to a better place. So, yeah, bit of a sad situation, but,
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Believe Paranormal and UFO podcast. If you have had an encounter and you would like to share it, please get in touch with me. My email address is believepod@gmail.com. Finally, don't forget to follow us on all our social media outlets and be sure to join our Discord server to talk to other listeners of the show. You'll find all these links in our show notes. Thank you.